Wednesday night, or will you test Kislev? Wednesday night. Okay. Good yom tov, everybody. You test Kislev. You say good yom tov. Where I come from, you say good yom tov. Not really where I come from, but Rabbi Yoel's going to be here tomorrow night in town in Yerushalayim. But they say 50,000 other people will be there too, so it'll be 50,001, but Lee Nether. Okay, so again, we try to go through some halachas that are maybe not as well known as they should be. We'll start off with what is very, very well known, the difference between Hanukkah and Purim. It really starts, it starts from the Chet that brought about the Tzara. That was the precursor of the Yeshua. The Chet on Purim was Nanu Mesudas Achashverosh, and thus the Onesh was the destruction, the attack against the Gufim, and the Eifon of Tshuva was Tanis, right? The fasting and the Tshuva. So the fasting was a Siguf Aguf. And then Kavam Mishleva Simcha, so it's all in that vein. Hanukkah, the Gzeira was brought about. The Bach tells us, famous Bach, that his Rashlu Ba'avoda, so that is a more of a spiritual malady, so to speak, than a physical Avera. So the Gzeira was the Bittul of the Avoda and the Beis Hamikdash. It was a lot of Pashtu Yodim b'mamonam b'mnoseihem and the Gzeirus of Mitzvahs b'chlal, but apparently the primary focus was that the Beis HaMikdash, it's not called the Churban because the building was standing, but there was a Bittul Avoda for a few years. There was a Bittul Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. They couldn't do the Avoda. They didn't do the Avoda. You know, we talk about Shivasa B'Tamuz was Botel HaTomid. It was certainly Botel in all of the years, 2 years or 3 years of the height of the Gzeirus. Al-Kaponim, that was the Oynesh for the Hisrashtos Ba'avodah and Timu Kol Hashmonim, the Novat Lokus Nerusin, and they were Mosa Nefesh for the Avodah. So again, so the Nes is now Halal Da'idah. So the timeline is not, it's a little more than what people are just used to, that the it was a Gzeira against the Guth and the Yeshuas and the Gzeira against the Neshama, but it was also the Avera that led to the Tzara was also along those lines, and the way they did Tshuva was also along those lines, where the Baipurim was the Siguf HaGuth through the Tainus, and Hanukkah was the Mesiras Nefesh for the Avoda, as opposed to the Hisrashlus, which brought about the Tzara. And based on this, so the irony of the way we celebrate Hanukkah, unfortunately, is ironic. That the poskim say to be mischazek in Avodas Hashem, and to be mischazek in Talmud Torah, and in Stukah specifically, probably, because the way the Rambam says, Pashtu Yodom, b'noseyem u'v'bamonam, so there was a specific tzara on the moment, you know, you don't really hear about that so much, because we hear about the Gzeiros and keeping Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Mila and the Mitzvahs and the Beis HaMikdash, but it was Pashtu Yonim B'Mamonim as well. And the Rambam specifies Gozru Shalol Lilmo Torah, U Pashtu Yodim B'Mamonim, so the poskim do bring down to be Mischazik in Torah and in giving Tzedakah to Torah and the irony is what it's become. It is a problematic also because, at least in yeshivas, the Seder is broken up because it's always a conflict. It's always a conflict. And they deal with it in different ways. Of course, the second Seder is broken up by Hadlakas Neiros Hanukkah, and no matter what you say, so it's dealt with in different ways. I know There were years where Moshe Wolp and my son's Rosh Hashiva, my friend, he said that everybody should light after Seder. That even though it's certainly not the L'chatchila D'Kazman, I say perhaps not even b'di'evit, but really no one paskins like that, that it's not even b'di'evit good. Certainly then it wouldn't have been allowed to do what he did. But then all the years he gave a choice. It's something you have to deal with. It's not possible. But al-Kaponim, certainly the general hisrashlus of Tinoka Shabbos Rabban, and even of parents, but it's just ironic that they're not supposed to be sudos, they're not supposed to be parties, and everybody's running around. It's like a sheva bracha, so you have to go to every single one, and this side of the family's party, and that side of the family's party, and how do you not go to the party, and you have to... that's the irony. There's no question it's my sasotin that he... Exactly what Hanukkah is not supposed to be, it is precisely has become that. So it's just very ironic. The giving of tzedakah, Ben Avraham writes, Nogin Hanorim Aniyim Lusabi B'Chanukah L'Psochim. The Mishnah Berurah brings that out. We have it all year round. I don't know if it's special on Hanukkah. Yeah, and what is brought down in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is sort of a combination of Mamonim and Talmud Torah, which is to give special support to Lomdei Torah and to places of learning Torah. And this way you combine the tzedakah with the Talmud Torah. And, okay. The minhag of Chanukah Geld, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, probably comes from that they used to send matanos to the melamdim. It was a time to give the teachers. Like nowadays, I think they keep that, right? They give envelopes. They send money to the melamdim. I don't know if they do it in girls' schools. Or maybe they don't do it by principals, that's for sure. So Rabbi Yaakov writes that umizen ishtar beif haminug to give matanos. The yelodim used to bring the melamdim matanos. So Mizan Ishtarbe Vaminig Rabbi Yaakov writes to give the matanos to the Yeladim. And it's very famous that the Stipler and others, Yashiv Zatzal and the Stipler Zatzal, gave out Chanukah Geld always the fifth night of Chanukah, because that's the one night that can never be Shabbos. So it would always be the fifth night of Chanukah giving out the Chanukah Geld. Okay. Okay, we're learning Chavis HaLovis now. Rishayah Yichud HaMaise, Perek Hay, going through different enticements of the Yetzer Hara. And he, this is the first one he's so myrich about. He's myrich about getting a person to focus on Olam HaZeh and success in Olam HaZeh. And really, but people are guilty of this. You know, they put their kochos and their brain power and their goals towards the Olam HaZeh, and then he says that, and then the Yitzharik, once he has you, he entraps you there, then he starts, then he more and more, moisturous and moisturous and things you don't really need, and that becomes your life. The Imlon Niftach Pesach L'Taivos Batchila, if, when he starts telling you to involve yourself in things that are not necessities. This is a theme many times throughout the Sefer, that anything beyond necessities is very, very dangerous. He says, Charavodus Alokim, he says, it's inevitable that you'll, it's inevitable that you'll slip into Isurim once you're going beyond what you have to do, which that's what he says. So here he says like this, Bimlo Niftach Pesach. The tavlos batchila l'mali mishaloson l'hisnaig b'mosorim v'lirgaf achreihem. If you don't give him a Pesach to get a foot in the door in Maisris is what you don't need. So admittedly, the definition of what you need could expand. Certainly, with the standard of living and, you know, things like air conditioning, an extra room for the kids to play in, it's not necessarily moisturous. It could be a need. It doesn't have to be a necessity that you can't live without. It just has to be a need, not a luxury, not just something you want. Anyway, if you don't give him a Pesach, unishivehu, and we answer him, we don't let him get a foot in the door, and we right away answer him to speak. He always has this dialogue between the person and the Yetzer Hara. Ki hamolshim ein tzorech aleihem. I would hear that's why they're called moishrim, right? Ufamesh anu ma'ainim bo minyonim zonoseinu. Our involvement in olam hazeh because of what we need. We need food, we need shelter, we need the things that we need. And that takes up like a major part of our day, as we all know, right? People struggle to make ends meet, even. So die, tell the Torah, listen, I'm spending enough time just on the things that I have taka mechuyiv to spend time on. The meeting lono elokim hamosrim mebli tirdas libenu bohem, the yagiyas machshvoseinu aleihem, no tziyem b'mesh aroi lehotzi. If Hashem, right, if Hashem gives us, without tirdas no sophos, no soros, so okay, you know, hopefully we'll deal with them the right way, maybe chnasas orchim, what's increasing tzedakah, or whatever the case may be. Chavilovus and Shara Bitachon makes a point of saying that there's no din hishtadlus on money more than you need. There's no heter hishtadlus. You're going to get that extra money whether you are mishtadl or not. It's lo kashur b'hishtadlus at all. The din hishtadlus is only on money, on what you need, not on what goes beyond that. You're either going to get it anyway because of what was passed in the Rosh Hashanah, but you're not going to get it anyway. You're just spinning your wheels in the mud. It's lo kashur. Lo kashur to hishtadlus. It might be that you are supposed to have more money than you need. That's okay. Ashir is one of the things Hashem paskins in Shemayim. So that's okay. It doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. But that's what Chavikulam says. You know, if Hashem sends it to me my way, the irony is that you'll get it anyway. How will you get it anyway? You will. So don't worry about it. Okay, it's not, you know, sometimes some professions, it's not, some professions, okay, I don't want to go into this now. No, it's like a whole discussion, really. Some professions, you're mechuyev to do a good job. You're not allowed to be misrashel. And if you do a good job, you get money and you get paid well. And you're not allowed to be misrashel so that you shouldn't earn that much money. Right? You have to do a good job. And maybe there's a job that commands a high salary. So that's not called you're working on meisers, on getting more money than you need. You have an obligation to do a good job in whatever you're doing. That's not an avla. It's a chiyuv. It's terrible hishrashlus if you don't do as good a job as you can for your people you're servicing because of a false hashkafa. It's terrible. You have to keep up with the latest advances, and you have to work hard, and you have to do good by them. But that's not called you're doing hishtadlus in order to get rich. It's called you're doing a good job, making money. Okay, that's a discussion in itself. So he says, you tell the Yetzer Hara, listen, Hashem might give me more money than I need, and I'll hopefully deal with it the right way. Like Hashem using it for mitzvahs, giving more tzedakah, maybe achnasos orchim, maybe doing chesed with your money. Whatever it is, then low. And if Hashem doesn't send me more money, it's top 8 from my zone, I'll have what I need. So then you'll stop him, don't let him get a foot in the door. Because once he gets a foot in the door with Meisters, then he's going to say, you have to do this, and you have to do this, and there's no end. So this is very interesting. He's very Meirich here. Okay, we'll stop here.